Right now it's... You want to give a cheer for Al?
Yeah.
Let's hear it for Al. Yay, Al! It's midnight, 72.
Depend on Roanoke.
Gee, that was fun. Why don't we do it again?
Okay.
Yay, Al!
Have you heard about the Lord?
Have you heard about the Lonesome Boozer? It's Little River Band, WRV, it's 1204, and I'm Pat Garrett. Hi, Valley!
More and more people are telling us they love it.
7 WROV, and I'm Pat Garrett looking for supercar number 51950. That's John's winner from last hour. You've got about 5 more minutes left to get in touch with us to win your large Pizza Hut pan pizza. 982-1240 if you got 51950. We'd like you to know the Boonesville Volunteer Fire Department guy is going to have a chicken barbecue and dance on Saturday the 1st at the Fire Department building in Boonesville. The barbecue is 4 to 7, the dance is at 8, and all the proceeds help out the Boonesville Fire Department. That's a strange way to tell me you love me. It's Firefall at WROV. It's 1219. I'm Pat Garrett, and Alan says some clouds through Monday with a chance of some thunderstorms coming at any time. And it could just creep up out of nowhere. Low this morning at 67, a high today at 86. Rain chance 20% this morning, 30% chance of it today. 72 now at WROV. And John and I had a guy call us up a little while ago. Say, if we didn't play this record, he was going to commit suicide. Oh, gosh, we were too late.
Seems like yesterday.
Against the wind, never whittle towards yourself or spit into the wind. We all know who used to say that. It's 1225 at ROV, and I'm Pat Garrett. I got a brand new winning supercar just for you. And I got a Valleydale meat packet, a case of Coca-Cola, and an uppercut haircut if you got this supercar number. It's as simple as that. 85969. It's 859. 69. It's hour's winner at WROV, and if you got that number on your card, you got an hour to call us till 125 at 982-1240 WROV. That's if you got 85969. Elvira, it's the Oak Ridge Boys, WROV. It's 1227. I'm Pat Garrett. Now look at sports, some tennis news. Two Argentines have advanced to the semis of a Washington tennis tournament. Guillermo Vilas defeated Bolivia's Mario Martinez 6-2 to 6-1, and Jose Luis Clerc scored a 7-6, 6-2 triumph over Mexico's Raul Ramirez. And joining Vilas and Clerc are Ecuador's Andre Gomez, who upset Czechoslovakia's Ivan Lendl, and Czechoslovakia's Stanislav Berner, who beat Mel Purcell. And some racing, driver A.J. Foyt's listed in fair condition in an Ann Arbor, Michigan hospital after successfully undergoing almost 2 hours of surgery. Foyt suffered a broken bone, which was reset, and a calf wound in the back of his leg when his car crashed during the Michigan 500 Indy car race. Foyt's expected, though, to make a full recovery. The former general counsel to the Major League Players Association has suggested that all players' contracts could be voided if the baseball strike drags on much longer. Dick Moss says a statement by the owners canceling the season until further notice may free players to sign on with a new league. Here's some Carolina League for you. First game, Lynchburg took Hagerstown 1-0. In the second game, Lynchburg took Hagerstown 6-3. Was Kinston over Alexandria 4-3. Winston took Peninsula in 15 innings 5-2, and it was a bad night for the Birds. They lost a doubleheader to Durham. Durham got the first one 12-5, took the second one 4-1, and that's it sports on WROV. You're listening to the radio station with which you grew up, and we've grown up with you. 1240 WROV. Von Elliman, WROV. And I'm Pat Garrett. It's 24-1. And here's the Manhattan Transfer. Not to be confused with the Brooklyn Dodgers or the Bronx Cheer. 21 WROV. And I'm Pat with your weather balance. Some clouds through Monday. Maybe some thunderstorms coming up at any time. Low this morning at 67. High today, 86. And the rain chance, 20 this morning. 3 in 10 chance today. 72 now at ROV with Elvis. 1401 WROV, and I'm Pat Garrett. The Mill Mountain Zoo's going to have the Piecemeal Puppet Players this afternoon. Performances 2 and 3:30. You can get your tickets at the gate. Carol Bayer Sager, Stronger Than Before, WROV. It's 11:01, and I'm Pat Garrett, and I've got a super card winner. The prize this hour is a Valleydale meatpack and a case of Coke and an uppercut haircut. And it all goes to the holder of super card number 85969. If there's one stipulation here, if you call us by 1:25, because that's how long you got. Our number is 982-1240. If the number on your super card is 85969.
It's Stone Archer.
And at 1 o'clock, it's 71.
Depend on.
108 at WROV. Hi, I'm Pat Garrett. I had a friend of mine call me up and say his girl's from Danville and she's got to go back home tomorrow and he's going to miss her and want me to play a record for her. Here's some Sticks and Babe, I Need Ya.
Babe, I Believe.
111 WROV and I'm Pat Garrett. How would you like to play football, soccer, or be a cheerleader? Well, you can try out for any one of the above through the month of July. For all the details, give me a call at 982-1240. It's Vinton Red. 1248 WROV. It's 20 past 1, and I'm Pat Garrett. And Alan says we're going to have some clouds on and off through Monday. Maybe some thunderstorms coming at any time. Low at 67 this morning, a high today 86. The rain chance, 20 this morning, 30 today. And right now, 71 with some fog. It's my fog horn. That's the weather. 1248 WROV with Bobby Hebb, Sonny, a hit that was born right here at this radio station back in the 60s when it came out. Nobody in the whole country was playing it. Fisher and Freelance heard it, and they liked it, and they started playing it, and eventually it became a hit and was made a hit by Fred and Jack. I always wanted to ask them how many copies of it they had to buy. 125 WROV. That's as good a time as any to unveil a brand new supercard number. And this hour, I got an uppercut haircut, a case of tab, and a large Pizza Hut pan pizza for you if you've got this hour's winning number, which happens to be 21522. It's 21522. If you got that number on your card, you got an hour to call us and win. 982-1240 WROV. You're listening to the radio station with which you grew up, and we've grown up with you. 1240 WROV. 25.2 WROV, and I'm Pat Garrett. If you come up with the best news tip of the week, we'll give you $5. Our news department will pay you if you come up with the tips. If you see some news going on, give us a call. Let us know about it. We're at 345-NEWS. 1240 WROV, is it you? That's Lee Ritenour. Lee was an ugly baby. Once they had to blindfold Santa before they could put him on his knee. WROV, Roanoke Valley, Allen, accurate weather. Some clouds through Monday with a chance of some thunderstorms coming up at any time. And a low this morning at 67, high today 86. Rain chance is 20 this morning and 30% chance today. Some dense fog. 72 now in the valley, WROV.
Place
WROV with Air Supply. Here I am, the one that you love.
Now the night.
To WROV, and I'm Pat Garrett at 982-1240 looking for supercard number 21522. For a number cut haircut, a case of tab, and large Pizza Hut pan pizza, you got till 226 to give us a call.
Alan Archer.
Right now, we got some fog, 71, 2 o'clock.
Depend on.
1240 WROV, and Fleetwood Mac, go your own voice. 204, and I'm Pat Garrett. Hi. 1240 WROV, and I'm your weekend all-night friend, Pat Garrett. And this weekend, the Roanoke Transportation Museum is hosting the third annual Truck and Bus Expo. And dedicates the newest exhibit, an antique red line tractor and trailer from the 30s. Get in to see it. You can get your tickets at the gate. 1240 WROV, it's 211 and Pat Garrett with the newest from Stanley Clark and George Duke. It's called Sweet Baby. WROV, really want to know you. It's 219 and I'm Pat Garrett. Allen says for the next couple of days through Monday, some clouds, maybe some thunderstorms coming up at any time. And a low this morning at 67, a high today at 86. Rain chance 20 this morning, up to 30 today. And right now some fog and 70 at WROV with Kenny. WROV and Kenny Rogers. Every time I play Kenny Rogers, always chew tobacco. Love spitting tobacco all over the place. That's Coward of the County, and I'm Pat Garrett. Hi, it's 224, and I got a brand new winning supercar number for you. And this hour, the prize I got, if you got the number, is a Ballydale meat pack, a case of Dr. Pepper, and an uppercut haircut. All going to supercar number 96704. It's 96704. This hour's winner at ROV, and if you got it, you got an hour to call us all the way till 324. If you got 96704, my number is 982-1240. You're listening to the radio station that you grew up with, and we've grown up with you too. 1240 WROV. Coming up tonight at 8, WROV News presents a program probing the Vietnam vets' plight in the Roanoke Valley. I think the Vietnam guys have all gotten shafted, and we're going to look into that tonight. An in-depth report and a chance for you to call in at 8 on ROV. Hearts can be that way. It's Marty Ballin, WROV. It's 25-3, and I'm Pat Garrett. And here's some scores for you. Kinston over Alexandria, 4-3 in the Carolina League. Also in the Carolina League, it was Winston taking Peninsula, 5-2 in 15 innings. Lynchburg played Hagerstown, beat them in the first game, 1-0. Beat them again in a nightcap, 6-3, and it was a bad night for the Redbirds. Durham took the Birds, 12-5 in the first, and in the night game, 4-1. And the Virginia Hunters beat Dallas 23-9. I'd like to thank the guys at Channel 7. I called them and they tipped me off about that score. Really nice of them to do, because it's hard to get the Hunters score sometimes. So I'd like to say thanks a lot. I'll have some more sports coming up a little later on this morning on WROV. So keep it here, my dears. WROV, and now it's time for our weekly When We Remember to Do It soap opera drama series, As the World Burns. Hi, I'm Pat Garrett, and as today's exciting drama-filled action-packed episode opens, we see that Irwin goes into Major General Hospital for a vasectomy, but instead gets a facelift when they put him at the wrong end of the table. Connie's plastic surgery to become John Holmes is successful, except for one notable exception. Meanwhile, Betsy discovers that Roland has been secretly putting his Twinkies in her underwear drawer. As we look in on Father Theodore, we see he is chastised by the church when he opens a topless confessional. And George, having absolutely nothing to wear to the costume ball, glues all of his wife's wigs together and goes as a giant hairball. And that has been this morning's episode of As the World Burns, brought to you this morning by your friends at the Roanoke Valley chapter of Anonymous Anonymous, the group for people who don't want you to know what's wrong with them. Weekend weather, some clouds through Monday with a chance of some thunderstorms coming at any time. Low this morning at 67. Look for a high today, about 86. Rain chance 20 this morning and 30% chance today. Right now with some dense fog in the valley. 71 at 1240 WROV. He wakes and says hello. looking for supercar number 96704. It's 96704 for a Valleydale meat pack, a case of DP, and an uppercut haircut. If you got 96704, you got till 324 to give us a buzz. So stick your finger in the hole and dial your phone if you got 96704. My number is 982-1240. WROV brings you the Dick Clark National Music Survey. You can hear it this morning, 9 to noon on 1240 WROV.
Archer.
Now some fog in the valley, 69 at 3 o'clock.
Depend on
307 WROV, and I'm Pat Garrett, and I would like for you to know that coming up tonight at 8, we're going to be bringing you a special program probing the Vietnam vets' plight here in the Roanoke Valley. It's going to include an in-depth report and a chance for you to call in and ask questions and make your opinions known. And I think it's going to be a good show. It's about time some people start looking in to what all of these guys that had to go over there have had to go through. Not to take away from anybody that went to World War I or II or the Korean War or anything, because they really did good back then, too. But when those wars were going on, all the people were really into the war effort, you know, and you were a hero if you went off. When Nam was going on, nobody wanted to talk about it, you know. And I think it took a lot more guts to go fight over there than maybe it even did to fight in the other wars. That's my opinion. We'll have a lot of opinions coming up tonight. You can phone in yours, too, tonight at 8 on ROV when we look into the plight of the Vietnam vets in the Roanoke Valley. I hope you're with us. WROV, and I'm Pat reminding you the Roanoke Valley Mothers of Twins Club's going to have a meeting Monday evening, 7:30 at the Girl Scout Council Office, featuring a talk on teaching your children sex education. I remember when my dad taught me about sex education. He came in and said, "Son, I'm going to tell you about the birds and the bees." And as soon as he was finished, I told him about Mom and the Milkman. John and Sad Eyes, WROV, it's 320, and I'm Pat Garen. Here's a look at the weather for the next couple of days. Some clouds through Monday with a chance of some thunderstorms coming up any time. Look for a low this morning at 67, a high today at 86. The rain chance 20% this morning, 30 today. And right now with some fog, it's 69 at WROV with a group that originally was known as Teen King and the Emergencies. And they changed their name to the Eagles. WROV, the Eagles Hotel, California. It's 326, and I'm Pat Garrett, and here's some sports for you. Nothing happened at the bargaining table yesterday in a baseball strike talks, but away from the table, it was another story. Former general counsel to the Players Association has raised the prospect of mass free agency if the strike lasts much longer. Dick Moss, who's now a player's agent, says all contracts could be voided by a technicality if the walkout persists, freeing the players to sign with a new league. Moss maintains the individual player contracts could be voidable because the club owners canceled the season when the strike began June the 12th. And he says one of the underlying conditions of the contract is that a player agrees to play during the season and that if one party cancels one of the basic conditions, the other has the right to cancel the contract. Milwaukee catcher Ted Simmons says he believes the owners and the players are getting closer to a settlement on the compensation issue, but Simmons adds that he doesn't expect the walkout to be settled without an agreement on the players' demand to get full credit for service time during the walkout. And here's some other sports. Race driver A.J. Foyt's in fair condition after surgery for some injuries he got in a crash at Saturday's Michigan 500 Indy car race. Foyt suffered a compound fracture of the right arm and a puncture wound in his left leg when he hit the wall on the second turn during his 80th lap. The race was also marred by a pit fire, which injured 14 people. Some scores for you. It wasn't a good night for the Redbirds. Durham beat them twice in the doubleheader, 12-5 and 4-1. It was Lynchburg over Hagerstown twice, 1-0 and 6-3. Also, Winston beat Peninsula 5-2 in 15 innings. It was Kinston over Alexandria 4-3. And the Hunters beat Dallas 23-9. The radio station you grew up with has grown up with you. 1240 WROV.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet.
Little something golden from old Gordon. Carefree Highway. WROV. It's 25 to 4 and I'm Pat Garrett. Now it's time for a brand new winning supercard number. And here it is. This one's worth an uppercut haircut, a case of Coke, and a large Pizza Hut pan pizza. If you got it, it's 16417. That's 16417. This hour's winner on WROV, which means if you got 16417, you got an hour to call me up and claim it and win at WROV. It's 982-1240. Time keeps flowing like a river to the sea. It's Alan Parsons and his project at WROV. It's 24 and I'm Pat Garrett. And Alan says, for the next couple of days, our weather, some clouds through Monday with a chance of some thunderstorms popping up at any time. And a low this morning at 67, a high today 86. Chance of rain, 20 this morning and 30 today. Right now, 69 at WROV. 12 to 4 WROV. Well, hi, how are you? I'm Pat Garrett. Here's a new song by a guy called Robbie Patton. I don't know if he's related to the general or not, but you might want to salute just to be sure. It's called Don't Give It Up. 1240 WROV, and I'm Pat Garrett. Every Thursday night is ROV Supercard Night up at the Valley Cinema Theater. If you show up with your supercard, you can get in to see a movie for a buck and a half.
Look at what's happening.
64 WROV, some good music coming up, including Lee Ritenour, Diana Ross, and Lionel Richie's Endless Love, and some Peter McCann.
Day by day.
WROV, I'm meteorologist Alan Archer.
Right now, some fog, 69 at WROV. It's 4:01 in the morning.
Depend on WROV, Roanoke.
WROV in a fifth dimension, Aquarius, let the sun shine. It's 4:06. Hi, I'm Pat Garrett. I've received a vision in the form of a dream telling me that the preacher Patrick in the pulpit, who's been out of town last week, he was attending the National Council of Churches foot washing clinic up in Shroxboro, Maryland. His plane landed at Woodrum Field, and he is supposed to come by here and bless us this morning. So hang around. 409 WROV, and I'm Pat Garrett looking for you. If you got super card number 16417, if that's the number on your card, you got till 4:35 to call me at win 982-1240.
Every time I see your face.
WROV, Ringo from the Ringo album. The Ringo album was kind of neat because after the Beatles breakup, that album was the first recording that had a contribution from all four of them on it. John wrote a couple of the songs and George played along. George co-wrote this one with Ringo, as a matter of fact. And Paul and Linda wrote some of the songs on here, too. If you don't have that, go get it. It's a really good album. It's 13 past 4, and I'm Pat Garrett, the Vinton Moose Lodge. Moose! It's going to have a fun event weekend. Well, we're in the middle of that now, really. It's to make money to help out Jerry's kids, including softball and horseshoe tournaments. You can go by today. All the proceeds benefit muscular dystrophy, which is something we gotta wipe out. WROV Endless Love, Diana Ross and Lionel Richie. It's from that new movie with Brooke Shields where she promises to love the guy forever and ever as long as he doesn't light up a cigarette, because she can't stand cigarettes, you see. It's 4:18, I'm Pat Garrett, and here is your weather. Some clouds through Monday with a chance of some thunderstorms any time. They could pop up any second, you know. Low at 67 this morning, high today 86. And rain chance 2 in 10 this morning, 30% chance today. Right now, 69 at WROV. 422 at WROV with Simon and Garfunkel.
I am just...
WROV, Simon and Garfunkel, and that's what politicians do. Lie, 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 lie. Well, hi, how are you? It's 427, I'm Pat Garrett, and a quick look at some scores. Lynchburg took Hagerstown in the Carolina League 1-0 in a first game, and a second game was 6-3. Winston took Peninsula in 15 innings 5-2. Wisconsin over Alexandria 4-3. And Durham beat the Birds twice, 12-5 and 4-1. The Hunters beat Dallas 23-9. To the radio station that you grew up with, and we've grown up with you too. 12 1240 WROV. Day after day, some bad finger used to be the Ivies. It's 27 to 5, and I'm Pat at ROV.
Brothers and sisters, here's Preacher Patrick in the pulpit with his daily devotional, Say Hallelujah.
Well, thank you there, Mr. Announcer Person. Hello, my friends and brethren. I am the Preacher Patrick in the pulpit, speaking to you, the sheep on the pasture, this morning about one of Mother Nature's most natural beauties, the beautiful, fragrant, blooming creation we call the flower. Do you love flowers, my friend? Flowers are beautiful, colorful reminders of our Father's eternal love for the world. And I, the Preacher Patrick, feel that there are not enough beautiful flowers here in our Roanoke Valley. And I have undertaken a new project to do something about it. We need your money to buy flower seeds to plant in and around our beautiful Roanoke Valley, and your tax-deductible contribution can help us out. Send your money to the Preacher Patrick's Floral Majority. Care of the First Free Will Evangelical Orthodox United Pentecostal Divine Wesleyan Assembly of Jehovah, Independent Latter-day Missionary Alliance of the Father, the Son, and Casper, the Friendly Ghost. And until next time, my brethren, remember these words from the Holy Book of Epidermis, chapter 3, verse 11, where our Father once said, "Cast your bread upon the water, and ye shall end up with soggy bread." Say hallelujah.
WROV.
With your weather of Allen, some clouds through Monday with a chance of some thunderstorms coming up at any time. Low this morning at 67, a high Sunday at 86. Right now with some fog, 69 at ROV. 4 to 5 WROV with Juice Newton. WROV. Well, hi, it's 8 to 5, and I'm Pat Garrett with a brand new Super Card winner of a Ballydale Meat Pack, a case of Mr. Pibb, and also thrown in there is an uppercut haircut, and that's going to Super Card holder number 57606. It's 57606. The number's on your Super Card. You got an hour to call us and claim your prizes at 982-1240 WROV. That is, if your number is 57606.
Where are those happy days?
Right now, with a few light showers reported in parts of the valley, it's 68 at ROV. It's 5 o'clock.
Depend.
The ROV, Jeff Lynn, an ELO woman, you're evil, you're awful, you're mean, you're despicable.
Stan, I found a lover with a slow hand.
507 at ROV, and I'm Pat Garrett with the lovely Mary McGregor, torn between two lovers. Class of 61, you're going to have your 20th reunion the 8th of August. If you need details on how to find your pals, I've got them, 982-1240.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
WROV, it's 13 past 5, and I'm Pat Garrett looking for Super Card number 57606, 57606 for a Ballydale Meat Pack, some Pibb, and an uppercut haircut. Getting it on in a walked-in freezer. WROV is 517. I'm Pat Garrett, and Alan says some clouds over the valley through Monday with a chance of some thunderstorms that could come up at any time. Low this morning at 67, a high today at 86, and the rain chance is 20 for the rest of this morning, and a 3 in 10 chance of it coming down today. Right now, some light showers in the valley, 72 at WROV. She got the moon in her eyes. Witchy woman at Eagles, WROV at 626. I'm Pat Garrett. And now it's time for some sports. Man, I'm sick of ringing the bell for sports. You remember my sports horn? I used to have my sports horn and go, every time I do the sports. But I retired my sports horn in protest of the baseball strike. Well, I miss my sports horn. I'm sick of the bell here. So I officially declare that if the baseball strike is not over by this Friday, when the preseason of the NFL starts on Saturday with Kansas City against the Redskins, I'm going to bring back my sports horn for football season. But anyway, here's some sports for you. What's going on in the strike is that the prospect of mass free agency for the striking players has crept into developments surrounding the strike. And Agent Dick Moss, the former general counsel of the Players Association, says all individual contracts could be voided if the strike lasts much longer. And if that happens, Moss says the players would be free to join a new league. Wouldn't it be funny if in every city where there's a team now that's on strike, there was another guy with lots and lots of money that started a brand new team and they got out of their contracts and just started a whole new baseball league? That'd be kind of funny. Two Argentines have advanced to the semis of a Washington tennis tournament.